What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Good Vibe Tribe brought to you by our friends at findmassmoney.gov. If you or someone you know has a nonprofit, check the list at findmassmoney.gov. Joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe right now is Evan Nova. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning, guys. How is everybody doing today?
We're doing great. Tell us about Stories for Stars and why you decided to start this organization.
So Stories for Stars, the best way I describe it is it's a children's reading program that introduces coping skills through storytelling. We cover all kinds of positive mental health themes across the storylines as well. The whole reason that this was created is because I myself was a victim to a suicide attempt at 14. Mm. And a lot of it came from not having proper coping skills, especially introduced to me as a child. And so after I survived my attempt, I ended up going off and learning a bunch about coping skills, became very passionate, entered into the healthcare system, working directly in it, learned about it from the other side. And here we are now, fast forward, and I'm building this, obviously, to support mental health and to see what I can do.
You said it was a reading program. Why do you think reading is so important as a way to help cope and escape with certain issues?
Well, I think it's more so the fact that specifically with children, I mean, there are countless studies that have shown that specifically reading is an incredible way of teaching things. And in particular, my favorite thing about literature is the fact that you can create memorable moments. And so part of the attraction of this program is that there are beautiful storylines and we seamlessly integrate coping skills into them. So they'll be not only better remembered, but the children will understand them better and learn them. But also on top of that, a lot of people, they love to read. You get immersed into stories. It distracts you from things going on. And there's so many valuable lessons that can be taught. So I think that it's just an incredible combination.
So is there a particular age group that these stories are appealing to?
Yeah, the recommended age range that we're targeting for is ages 6 to 10.
Now, we've heard about Stories for Stars and why you started it. How can people get involved? They want to find the stories. How can we help?
So the reason I reached out and such and was beyond honored to be on this is because we just launched a fundraiser on GoFundMe for the program. So long story short, this program needs a lot of funding because this is obviously a very serious cause that we're supporting. And I don't want anything to be even remotely unpolished. I want this program to be perfect for all the children who do it. And we need to raise a lot of money, an absolute large amount of money to properly fund this. So a GoFundMe was just recently put together for this, and I'm trying to spread as much awareness as possible. And for anybody listening, the easiest way to find the fundraiser is actually by going to the Stories for Stars website, which is storiesforstars.org. It's right there when you get to the front page, links right to the GoFundMe to support this.
Evan, this is pretty incredible what you're doing. What does all of this mean for you as someone who went through a suicide attempt at a young age and works in the healthcare field where you've seen so many teens struggling with these same issues to now be doing this and seeing results?
Oh, it's incredible. Absolutely incredible. One of the things I specifically experienced back when I was 14 and going through my mental health crisis was that when I was put through outpatient facility programs and they were trying to teach coping skills, it was very difficult to break through because I was mid-crisis and I was just discovering these coping skills for the first time. The only coping skills that actually worked were the ones that I had been pre-exposed to prior as a child and I already had a connection to. So just from my own personal experience, the philosophy behind the program is very much that. It's really, really cool to be able to introduce these to children, build these incredible stories that make the coping skills memorable and fun. Like, it's the exact thing that I wish I had when I was a child. It would have made my mental health crisis so much better to navigate through. It would have made the lives and jobs of the therapists I worked with so much easier. It's incredible, especially working in healthcare now directly. I work on the other side, and I am routinely doing safety sits with different patients going through crises. And it's like coping skills are so essential, you know, and especially the older you get, it's, again, the harder it is to teach some of these things. And so we start young, we make it fun, exciting, and it's a blessing that I'm able to do this kind of thing, considering my experiences and the opportunities I've been given.
Yeah, man, you're being the change that you didn't have as a kid. That's awesome.
Hell yeah.
Stories Hell for yeah. Stars, storiesforstars.org. Again, storiesforstars.org. You can join their mission of bringing magical adventures and essential coping skills to children worldwide through this reading program. Again, storiesforstars.org. Evan, you and everybody over there are officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
I am so honored to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe. I am all about good vibes.
Well, it was nice to meet you, Evan. And again, if you want to find out more, storiesforstars.org, or you can text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. Thanks a bunch, Evan. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
All right, Can't Conquer Carson, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Do you have that copy in front of you, Dan?
I do. The Subaru of New England, a lot to love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Everybody say hi to Tyler from Chelmsford.
Hey, good morning, Tyler.
Hey, how you doing? First time, long time.
Love to hear that.
Me too, my friend.
Tyler is on his way to work. He is a manager at the Press Cafe.
Oh, nice. I love it there.
It's so good. I love it. That's why I started working there.
Tyler, can you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Hey, Carson, can you get out of the studio, please?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Tyler.
Thank you.
Go on, get.
Bye-bye.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today. We are going to give you $100. Are you ready?
Yes.
Cassie turns 40 years old today. She's an R&B singer, but is now probably best known for being a key part of this huge court trial with her famous ex-boyfriend last year. Who is he?
That's a good question.
Three, two, one.
I think it's Alex Fine.
The legendary Dolly Parton passed away yesterday at the age of 80. Yeah. Who does Dolly sing this iconic duet with?
Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between, how can we be wrong?
Kenny Rogers.
And question number three. Dylan Sprouse's Hungarian wife thought he struggled with drug addiction as a teenager because he smoked weed for a few years. Apparently, it is treated very differently in Hungary than it is in California. Mm. Dylan has a twin brother he's acted with since they were kids. What is his name?
His name's Cole.
And question number four, Ryan Gosling is producing a live-action movie about a grown-up Bam Bam from the Flintstones. What is the name of the town the Flintstones live in?
Bedrock.
And finally, Brian Kelly turns 41 today. Brian Kelly is best known for being in which music group?
Oh, Brian Kelly.
Three, two, one.
Isn't it just like the Brian Kelly Music Group or something like that?
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
Tyler, what's it like managing the Press Cafe?
It's one of the best things I could say. It's just great people come in all the time. Love talking to people, remembering people's names. Just, you know, all casual.
Those breakfast burritos are so good.
They're still amazing.
Welcome back, Carson.
I was texting with our boss, Sal, while I was out there.
About
dollars. That's what it sounded like in the text anyway.
He probably just said hi. Tyler from Chelmsford, 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, nice job, Tyler.
Woo. Are you ready?
Yes.
Cassie turns 40 years old today. She's an R&B singer, but is probably now best known for being a key part of this huge court trial with her famous ex-boyfriend.
Mm.
Who is that?
Sean P. Diddy Combs.
Diddy is correct.
It's bad when your name becomes a phrase that kids use.
Yeah.
Don't do Diddy.
Yeah, no Diddy.
No Diddy. That's wild.
1-0.
Oh.
The legendary Dolly Parton passed away yesterday at the age of 80. Who does Dolly sing this iconic duet with?
Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between, how can we be wrong?
Kenny Rogers.
You dressed up as the man for Halloween.
That'd be tough if I got that one wrong.
Lana, we would be divorced. 2-1. Question number 3. Dylan Sprouse's Hungarian wife thought he struggled with drug addiction as a teenager because he smoked weed for a couple years. Apparently, weed is treated very differently in Hungary. Dylan has a twin brother he's acted with since they were babies.
Yep.
Who's he?
Cole.
Cole Sprouse is correct. 3-2. Ryan Gosling is producing a live-action movie about a grown-up Bam Bam from the Flintstones. What is the name of the town the Flintstones live in?
Bedrock.
Call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make a bedrock girl.
Ooh.
We just harmonize?
We should start a group.
Yeah.
We already something have something like that.
Yeah.
We already got something going, Lana.
4-3. Question number 5. Brian Kelly turns 41 today. Brian Kelly is best known for being in which music group?
Florida Georgia Line.
That is correct. You're the only one who knows the other guy in Florida Georgia Line.
I like Florida Georgia Line. They're fun.
5-3. Carson gets the win. Tyler, unfortunately, we cannot give you any money, but we do appreciate you calling in, and we have a very cool prize.
Yeah, you just won yourself 4 tickets to go to King Richard's Fair every fall at Kingdom of Heroes. Between Providence and Boston, Knights, Fire Eaters, and Turkey Legs, you'll need both hands for King Richard's Fair weekend, September 5th through October 25th in Cava.
Cava.
Tickets online.
Kid.
Tickets online at kingrichardsfair.net. You enjoy those tickets, okay?
Thank you.
And Tyler, what do you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
My name is Tyler, and I can't be Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Lana's mad at me right now. It's Carson and Kennedy. My wife, Lana, is in hanging out with us this morning. Kennedy is off this week. Producer Dan's girlfriend, Kaylee, is here as well. Good morning, Kaylee.
Good morning.
They have matching shirts.
Did you guys have custom shirts made to come in and hang out on the show this morning? Is that what I'm to see?
Sure did.
Yeah. Why wouldn't we?
Lana's not talking to me right now. Do you see this?
Lana, talk this way. Look at Dan when you talk.
I am.
Well, my question is, what did you do? She's been here like 20 minutes.
Well,
yelled at us.
She's already on her second cup of espresso.
I didn't yell at you. I just frantically waved to let you know that the microphones were still on while we were going
Whoopsie.
Into
it. Whoopsie.
Well,
guess what? Like, I don't do this for a living.
I know you don't, you know? Which
Lana,
is
my
why
favorite
I was
line to say.
Saying, that's why I was waving frantically.
We're here for free. We brought
our own stuff.
I understand.
We even branded ourselves for this place.
No, I
do love
that.
The shirts. We're going to throw them on Instagram. We're going to picture you guys.
Yeah, Kaylee, do you want to describe what are on your shirts that you two are wearing?
Yeah, sure will. So it says Lana and Kaylee. Not sure why it's not Kaylee and Lana, but I guess she made the shirt, so she can put an order first. Yeah, you know what?
She has been here longer.
Okay. And then I don't know if everybody remembers that we branded ourselves the Pickle Beaches while we were staying at Beaches, Turks, and Caicos. So we have pickleball paddles.
We've only ever played once.
We played once. And let me tell you, I saw a glimpse of Lana and Carson's marriage during that pickleball game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we don't play.
And that's why I know why they're fighting this morning.
Yes. That was a lot of fun, though.
That was
what I remember.
Remember we adopted that random, like, 15-year-old boy to play with us?
That doesn't sound good.
Phrasing is important.
But we did.
And then, yeah. And then there's a couple drinks. There's like a margarita on it. There's like a little like spritz on it. And then there's a microphone that says on air.
Mm.
Because we made up our own podcast called The Pickle Beaches, but never made the podcast.
So
we just have the branding for the podcast.
Again. I mean, I would play the pickleball again.
I looked up pickleball near me before this show today, and I couldn't find anything that we could play.
That's a lie.
Okay, I maybe put 4 seconds into the search.
That might be kind of funny, though, if you had a whole brand, but then no actual real content.
That's our brand. Is that
we have plenty of content.
Yeah, but you're just not doing it anywhere.
I wish we recorded our FaceTime the other day.
Wow.
That was so funny.
We FaceTimed to make these.
Oh, yeah?
We were literally doing the same thing at the same time, but we did had
we didn't
not.
We didn't know. Either.
The vibes are different when they're both here together.
How much Prosecco has been poured already this morning?
I just asked Lana, do you want me to pour you a cup of ambition? But
I'm getting there.
She didn't know if the mic was on or off, so she didn't know if she should talk yet.
They did bring in mimosas to do the show together this morning.
Why haven't we done that earlier this week, Dan?
Because we're under contract and Sal will yell at us. They can do whatever they want.
And we're not.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She sits alone in her classroom, trying to find a way to afford it all. A place for young minds to bloom. So let's give her a hug. She gives your kids all the space to live their dreams with safety and grace. And the salary she gets, well, it's a disgrace. So let's give her a hand and tell her that we understand, to give her what she needs to help with what she's planned. So clear that lane.
Where are your lighters at?
Help a teacher out, yeah,
clear that lane. You have to sing it like that, too. It is Carson and Kennedy. Kennedy off on vacation this week. My wife, Lana, in helping with the show this week. And producer Dan's girlfriend, Kaylee, here as well. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Both of you educators. Lana was an educator for many years. Kaylee is an educator currently. So you understand what these teachers are going through as they're getting back into the classroom. We're about to talk to Amy, and Amy's story really hits a spot because of what she's going through, not just in the classroom, but also what's going on with her health. She said in the email that she sent to us, she said, I'm a long-time fan of the show. I feel like Kennedy and I are soul sisters because hearing her words of encouragement have gotten me through some pretty difficult times. Amy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. We're here. Kennedy, not as big a fan as you are. She took the week off, but...
Oh, I know. She's living it up in Belize, right?
I know. She is. She is.
She deserves it.
So we're here to
she
help.
Does.
We're here to help you clear the list this morning. And tell us a little bit about, before we get into the classroom, you actually went through something pretty significant health-wise at Dana-Farber?
Yes. So 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with a rare bone marrow cancer at Dana-Farber. And I went through all of the treatments, 3 years of treatments. And when those stopped working, they said my last chance was to have a bone marrow transplant. So I had the bone marrow transplant last year with stem cells from an anonymous donor.
Wow.
Which I'm grateful for every day. So I've been recovering for the past 18 months from that. I had a few complications, but I'm doing great now and I'm ready to get back in the classroom next week. I'm excited.
And what grade do you teach?
I teach multilingual learners in grades 3 through 5.
Wow.
And Lowell.
What are some of the struggles you face dealing with that particular subset of students, the multilingual learners, that maybe a regular teacher wouldn't face?
Well, one of the biggest ones are the cultural differences. A lot of students come here from different cultures, different language backgrounds, and, you know, we do things different here from what they did in their home country. So overcoming those, we try to accept their culture and their language, their home language, as well. We don't want to wipe that out or make them feel unvalued. So we just want them to feel safe and supported in our classroom.
I was going through your list this morning. So if you want to get a copy of Amy's list, text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. We want to clear her list this morning on the show. So again, 617-655-1234. I think there's about 25 items on your list, and there are things that cost like $3 or $4. There's some things on there that are a little bit bigger ticket items that surprise me that you have to buy, like a chair.
A
chair?
Yes, there's a chair on her. There's a chair on her list because I'm sure whatever they're providing you isn't working or whatever.
The woman beat bone cancer. She deserves a chair.
She deserves a good chair. That's a throne, if you will.
Thank you so much. I appreciate this so much. This is so great.
Yeah, some of the things that are on here, I see glue is on here. I see there's a book called The Rock in My Throat. So no matter what you're thinking, money-wise that you can afford to spend, whether it's a few dollars or you want to get the chair, which is a little bit more expensive, we want to clear the list right now.
Amy, has your perspective on teaching and the kids changed at all since your medical problems?
Oh, definitely. You know, I really value the small moments now because I think the small moments make up the big moments, you know, and the little things matter. And really telling people when you care is very important. And, you know, just being grateful for what we have.
Okay, let's do this then. Let's clear the list.
Let's get
to work. I mean, Amy's gone through a lot over the past 19 months and actually the last several years. I mean, we know what great work they do at Dana-Farber. And that you're even able to get back into the classroom is a testament to what they're doing at that hospital. So, 617-655. Can you hang on for us a minute, Amy? We won't keep you on. Hang on, okay? Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes, of course, of course. Okay, Amy is on hold. 617-655-1234. Wow, what a story. I mean, to go through what she's been through.
I mean, the classroom has gotten me. I've had not the same tough times as she has had, but being in the classroom with the kids gives you some type of joy and like you feel laughter you don't experience outside of those four walls sometimes. Mm-hmm. So her going back into the classroom after so much time off as well is just incredible.
It's not an escape, but it is like mentally.
And just like some things that can happen in the classroom just don't happen outside the classroom. It's going to be so nice for
her. All right, 617-655-1234. 617-655-1234. If you want Amy's list for Clear the List, you can text us that number. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It looks like we're about a little more than halfway through clearing the list for Amy. If you've not heard her story for Clear the List this morning, she sent us an email. She said, a longtime fan of the show. I feel like Kennedy and I are soul sisters because hearing her words of encouragement have gotten me through some difficult times. I am returning to my classroom in Lowell after a 19-month medical leave. I received a life-saving bone marrow transplant last year at Dana-Farber to hopefully cure my bone marrow cancer. I'm doing well. I can't wait to get back to teaching. I teach English to multilingual learners in grades 3 to 5 in Lowell Public Schools. I would be so grateful to have some help with my list to get back on my teaching feet. Amy, you're still, Amy, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Thank you. We were just checking the list. It looks like it's getting close to clearing. We're getting close. Again, if you don't have the list, text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. Do you remember, like, what were some of the big things you had to buy, Lana, when you were going back into the classroom when you were teaching?
Rugs, if you didn't have them. Seating type items for kids, like I had additional seating to what the school provided because you have little areas, like not just desk and table and chairs, you know?
Right. I gotcha.
What are some other big things, Kaylee?
Last year I focused on like my calm corner, my cozy corner things. So like fidgets, like soft pillows, like weighted blankets, things like that.
Amy, what do you think, it's going to be like the first day of school? When do you go back? What day?
So we go back next week. The students come in on Wednesday. Teachers are there on Monday.
What do you think that first day is going to be like Wednesday as the kids are coming in after everything you've been through to be back in the classroom?
I'm a little nervous, but I'm so excited. Some of the kids I still had when I was there before I went out on medical leave. So I'm hoping that they remember me.
Oh, they're going to remember
you. They're going to remember you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to working with them again. It's just so amazing to work with kids. They're so resilient and great.
Amy, can you talk about some of the stuff on your list and why you need it and how it will help the kids in the classroom?
So I do a lot of read alouds. So you'll notice there are several books on my list. I like to do read alouds and then talk with students about the stories and maybe make some connections between them and the characters in the stories. Carson mentioned The Rock in My Throat, and that one is special to me. I cry every time I read it because it's about a student who came here from Korea, and she went to school, and it's a true story that it was an autobiography book, and she went to school, and even though she knew the English that she wanted to express, she couldn't speak it because she was so nervous, and just really afraid to use her English. So the book talks about that, and she says she felt like she had a rock in her throat and she couldn't speak. So it talks about how her classmates helped her and her teacher helped her. And what I liked about it was it wasn't just a tied up little ending where suddenly she starts speaking English again. She ends it with, someday I'll be ready to speak, but not right now. So it was, we talk about, you know, with the students about being patient with someone and giving them time and just supporting them and letting them know that they're loved.
All right. 617-655-1234. Text us here in the studio. We will send you back the link. A text from the 301. Carson, ask the teacher how to say financing. Great. We're focused on other things here this morning, not whether I say financing or financing. Thank you very much.
We're trying to help clear this woman's list for the school year.
Don't make this about Carson.
We can make fun of Carson later.
We'll have plenty of time for that later on in the show. So 617-655-1234. If you want to help clear the list, we're so close and we want to get this done before we finish up the show. There are a couple of small items on there. There's, you know, there's one called Ridley's Avocado Smashy, which is a family action card game with storage case. There's one of those. It's like $17. A Slapsy. I don't even know what a Slapsy is. It's some sort of card game. But there's one item on here I just want to mention quickly, and it is a whiteboard, like a dry erase board. And it's $199, and I get it. And not everybody can afford to do that, but maybe you can afford to do it this morning to help out Amy clear her list. To think about not having that when school starts is kind of like, you know,
I mean,
what sucks.
She needs it. She's asking for a whiteboard. Like, that is something that you need when you are teaching, especially children who are learning a second language.
All right. 617-655-1234. We're going to check back in with you in a little bit, and we'll see if we get the list cleared, okay? Yeah,
hopefully with some good news.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right,
I appreciate it.
All right,
thank
bye,
you.
Amy. We'll check in with you in just a little bit. All right, there goes Amy. again, going through everything that she's been through and getting ready to get back into the classroom. And you can just hear the joy in her voice of what it's going to be like to see those kids again, right?
19-month medical leave, bone yep. cancer. It's going to be, that first yeah. day is going to be incredible.
So 617-655-1234 will text you her Amazon wish list for Clear the List.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. With so much to love, don't miss the Subaru of New England's A Lot to Love event. You can find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Everybody say hi to Jen from Wareham.
Hello, Jen.
Hi, Jen. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Jen, we got a full house today.
I know. I want to come in and hang out with Kaylee and Lana.
Oh, Jen, anytime.
Did you bring extra glasses for me and Dan?
Yes.
No.
No, the rest are for our possible.
All right, I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
All right, Jen, please kick Carson out of the studio.
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Jen.
Bye.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson. You're going to win $100 today. We are not allowed to play for $1,000 when Kennedy is gone because Sal doesn't trust us. Are you ready?
I mean, look at what's happening in the studio right now.
Question number one, Jen. Kim and Kanye's daughter, Northwest, wants to get a job at Starbucks when she turns 14. Starbucks originated in which city?
Seattle.
Blockbuster made over $800 million in late fees in the year 2000 alone. Are there any Blockbusters left in the world today? Yes or no?
I'm going to say no, but, you know, there might be one, so no.
And question three. Lainey Wilson celebrated the end of opening for Chris Stapleton on tour by sharing an acoustic cover of his song, Whiskey and You. In Chris's biggest song ever, he sings, "You're as smooth as blank."
Tennessee Whiskey.
The legendary Dolly Parton passed away at the age of 80 yesterday. Lana is very broken up about it.
Very sad.
Finish the hook to one of Dolly's most iconic songs.
Working.
Oh my goodness, I've heard that song a million times and I don't know it.
All right, and question number five. The Glenn Powell starring country music movie The Comeback King will include appearances from Jelly Roll, Miranda Lambert, and Brad Paisley. Glenn Powell starred in a 2025 remake of which 1987 Arnold Schwarzenegger movie?
The Terminator is the only one that comes to mind.
Glenn Powell is the Terminator. Okay.
I missed cool.
that.
We I mean, like it.
I missed yeah. that.
That would be sick.
You did.
Let's get Carson back in the studio.
I'd watch it.
Welcome back, Carson. It
smells like fun in here.
There's a lot going on in here right now. Jen from Wareham
yeah.
got 2 out of 5 cards.
Okay. Woo! Nice job, Jen.
A woo for a 2. Are you ready?
Yes.
Kim and Kanye's daughter, Northwest, wants to get a job at Starbucks when she turns 14. You know, a little pocket change.
I mean, I don't hate the hustle.
Mm-hmm. Starbucks originated in which city?
That's Seattle, Washington.
That is correct. 1-1. Blockbuster made over $800 million in late fees in the year 2000 alone. It was just, nobody was returning their, no one's returning videos on time. Are there any Blockbusters left in the entire world?
Yes, one.
That is correct. It is in Bend, Oregon.
Yep.
Well, going to Oregon.
The crunchy granola capital of the world. Of course, they still have a Blockbuster.
I want to go. Dan, can we go?
To Bend, Oregon? Nah.
Nah.
2-1. Question number three. Lainey Wilson celebrated the end of opening for Chris Stapleton on tour by sharing an acoustic cover of his song, Whiskey and You.
Mm-hmm.
In Chris's biggest song to date, he sings, "You're as smooth as blank."
You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey, Dan.
You're as sweet as strawberry wine, Carson. 3-2.
I do love me some Deanna Carter. Wasn't that her name that sang strawberry wine?
Deanna Carter.
90s country, Dan. Look it up.
But you should probably look up her name.
That's a long time ago, Dan. That's close.
Question number four. The legendary Dolly Parton passed away at the age of 80 yesterday. Finish the hook to one of Dolly's most iconic songs.
Working. What a way to make a living. and by. It's all taken and no giving when you lose your mind.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, come on.
Dun, 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 dun. 925.
Oh, Lana, are you going to file divorce papers?
Oh, I just saw her take them out of the bag.
What was the...
It's enough to drive you crazy if
sing
you
it
read
in
it.
Tune.
No, I can't. So I'm...
Yes, you can.
It's enough to drive you crazy.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
3-2 for Carson. The Glenn Powell starring country music movie The Comeback King will include appearances from Jelly Roll, Miranda Lambert, and Brad Paisley.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn Powell starred in a 2025 remake of which 1987 Schwarzenegger flick?
Running Man.
It was good, too.
I didn't hate it.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, not bad.
4-2. Carson gets the win.
Ooh, those are tough, Jen. You did great.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. We cannot give you the $100, but we appreciate you calling and hanging out with all of us today.
Yeah, Jen, you're fun.
Thank you. Oh, thanks.
Well, is there anything you'd like to say to Carson before we get out of here?
I am Jen from Wareham, and I cannot conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Kennedy is off this week on vacation. My wife, Lana, is in hanging out with us. Good morning, Lana.
Good morning.
And producer Dan's girlfriend, Kaylee, is in hanging out as well. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is the crossover episode we've all been waiting for since the practice in Ally McBeal. Joke still didn't fly, did it, Dan?
No, it was worse the second time.
Why he did it a second time, I'm not sure.
Read the room.
We got mimosas flowing. We got custom shirts happening.
Uh-huh.
You guys are a vibe. What are you drinking, Lana?
I'm out.
Got to crack that second bottle. Or...
What was it?
Cranberry with a little...
Prosecco?
With a little Prosecco.
It was more like Prosecco.
Prosecco with a splash of cran.
Right. And what are you doing, cranberry as well?
No, I did orange juice.
Okay.
This time.
All right.
I said, do you guys bring alcohol to the studio? And they said, we don't work here. And I said, I have no argument to that.
Show
You're correct.
Me my paycheck.
I don't understand how we didn't get offered a glass. That's what I don't understand. They brought
we
all
do
this
work here.
They brought charcuterie.
You guys
I
are
think.
On contract.
They brought coolers. They brought cups. Didn't ask us at all. We're bringing back Amy in for Clear the List. Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
So Amy was on with us about 45 minutes ago, sharing her story, getting back into the classroom after a 19-month medical leave following a bone marrow transplant. And I want to get an update on Clear the List. I honestly don't know what happens in a bone marrow transplant. I don't want to get too deep into the weeds, but you mentioned a donor has to donate to you in order for this to happen. Is that right?
Yes. So I had an anonymous donor donate stem cells. So it's basically like donating blood, and they remove the stem cells from their blood and then give the blood back to them. And then they bring the stem cells to the recipient. And it's just like getting a blood transfusion.
Oh,
so it's
okay.
Through an IV, and they infuse the stem cells into the recipient. And then it takes about... 2 to 3 weeks for them to really start to grow again. So before that, you have to have chemo to destroy your own bone marrow so that you're starting with a blank slate when the stem cells are infused. So, yeah, you feel pretty crappy for the first year, basically.
And this all happened at Dana-Farber.
Yes. Yes, Dana-Farber is so amazing. Shout out to all of the staff there. They were just incredible.
And you're going to be back in the classroom after how many months away?
I've been out for 19 months.
Wow. Mm.
How are you feeling about going back?
I'm a little nervous, but I'm super excited to see the kids again. I've missed them a lot, and my colleagues as well. My colleagues were so supportive throughout all of this. They donated sick leave to me. They created a GoFundMe.
Wow.
And just the support that I felt from everyone was just amazing.
Takes a village.
It does. And I'm so grateful to have a great village. It's awesome.
So let's get an update on Clear the List. We had a ton of items on there. There was
about 30.
Yeah, there was a pretty expensive chair. There was a whiteboard on there. What is left on Clear the List this morning for you?
Oh, me? I don't know. I haven't seen my list.
Oh,
I haven't looked at it lately.
You haven't been following along this morning?
Hold on.
She's like, I'm just going to submit it and see what happens.
Okay, I just refreshed it. It is empty. There is absolutely nothing left on the list this morning.
Oh, my God.
Yay! Congratulations, Amy.
So much to everyone that donated. That's incredible.
It is gone. It is empty.
I'm gonna cry. That's awesome.
You deserve it.
She didn't even know, Dan.
What does it mean to you to have that list cleared on your first day back in the classroom?
Oh, I'm so grateful. I can't even express how grateful I am. That's amazing.
Amy, you're going to make me cry.
I know. I know.
Been a lot of crying in the studio this morning.
That's awesome.
I'm so happy for you.
So great.
I'm so happy for the kids.
Thank you so much.
And thank you to everybody that helped her clear the list this morning. We appreciate you for stepping up the way that you did. And make sure you take a picture, send it to us with all your new stuff up, okay?
I will, for sure. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, bye.
You all have a great day.
All right,
you
too.
Oh, that's awesome. That just feels good.
We did a good thing today. And everyone listening that helped did a good thing today.
Yeah, so we are going to continue on with Clear the List this week. If you're a teacher that wants us to clear your list, go to mix1041.com. You can tell us your story there. There's also a list of a ton of teachers in different cities and towns all across the area that have submitted their lists. And if you didn't get in this morning to help out with Amy, you can go to one of them. We have it listed, broken down by every city and town. You can find somebody local or pick somebody random and go in and try and help clear their list.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Can't hear Kennedy. They can only see her lips. What could possibly go wrong?
Can't you read my lips?
It's time to read my lips.
All right, Kennedy is gone, but we wanted to try this. My wife, Lana, is here. Producer Dan's girlfriend, Kaylee, is here. Good morning, Lana.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kaylee.
Good morning.
We have some sentences that Dan and I have written. So here, Kaylee, take these headphones.
Since you're here, we figured we'd play a fun game with you. So we're putting headphones on Kaylee, and we're going to blare some music so she will not be able to hear a thing.
And then I'm going to
read these phrases to her, and she's going to try to read your lips.
Okay, hang on one second. I just got to put some music in.
Make it a good song.
Can you hear that music right now?
Can you hear anything?
I cannot hear anything.
Perfect.
Okay, that's good.
Lana, please do it soon. This music is killing me.
Okay, you ready? My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Pack something.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. I'm going fast.
Pac-Man.
My
bad
shake.
Pack the cooler.
All the boys to the yard.
On the point.
Take one.
Is
of
this
your,
fun
take
for
one
you
of,
guys?
Take one of your. Go ahead, say it again, Lana. Now she can hear you.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Pack the cooler. Pac-Man.
All right, put your headphones back on, Kaylee.
Right, I got a couple more. Yeah, okay.
Let's try one more. This is good.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Taylor Swift is a mediocre singer.
Taylor Swift is something. Say it again.
I know that word anywhere.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is
a mediocre singer.
A mediocre singer.
Taylor
a billionaire.
She would never put those words together.
A mediocre singer. I thought she was going to say $1 million singer. A mediocre singer. Taylor Swift is a mediocre singer.
Dan wrote that one.
That's why you wanted Lana to read that.
Carson was like, her brain can't even put those words together.
All right, one more, Lana.
One more.
Right, we'll do it.
One more.
This one will be good. 10 baboons blowing big bad balloons.
One more time.
Ten baboons.
Baboozled.
Blowing big.
Baloney.
Blowing big balloons.
Baloos?
Ten.
Baloos?
Ten baboons. Ten baboons blowing.
Baboons?
Yes.
Baboons?
Hey. Blowing big balloons.
Eat baloney?
Blowing big balloons.
All right, take the headphones off, Kelly. Take the headphones off. Here, give me back the headphones.
Switch.
Go ahead, Lana.
Ten baboons blowing big bad balloons. I mean, I even left out bad at one point.
Baloney?
Lana.
You have no idea what's about to come out of those.
All right, put those headphones on, Lana. All right, I'm going to start the music
Lana,
back
I want to start
up.
This so that it doesn't ruin our friendship. I did not write these. Your husband did.
Huh?
She can't hear you now.
All right, again, my wife, Lana, and producer dance girlfriend, Kaylee, we're playing Read My Lips. Lana cannot hear what Kaylee is about to read.
The purple refrigerator sneezed twice and mailed a pancake to Nebraska.
This is long.
Yeah, yours are way
long. Say it again. Say it again.
The purple refrigerator sneezed twice. And mailed a pancake to Nebraska.
Pancake? The purple refrigerator? Pancake?
Just go ahead. Way better
keep
than
going,
me.
This
going.
Is makes no sense.
Mailed a pancake to Nebraska.
Who? The purple refrigerator and pancake. I don't know anything else. One more time. I'm going to get it.
The purple refrigerator sneezed twice.
Sneezed.
And mailed two times, a pancake sneezed, to Nebraska.
Twice pancakes.
That's actually pretty good. Read it to
that
her.
That's really good.
Read it to her.
The purple refrigerator sneezed twice and mailed a pancake to Nebraska.
And mailed a pancake to Nebraska? You're a jerk.
His are twice as long as mine.
Well, right. I just said it's so long.
All right, let's do it. Let's do another one. Go ahead.
Another one? Is this a new one?
Yes, it's a new one.
Yeah, this is a good
she
one.
You can't hear us.
Tuesday jumped over the moon because the toaster forgot how to speak French.
What the?
Tuesday jumped over the moon.
Tuesday jumped over moons?
Because the toaster forgot how to speak French.
Because what?
Because the toaster forgot how to speak
the
French.
The toaster forgot something?
She's so good at this.
Give her the last one more time.
Tuesday jumped over a moon.
Because the toaster forgot
because
how to
Because the toaster
French.
Forgot something. What does this mean? This, you can't even understand it. But those are the words.
Let me tell you what it is. Tuesday jumped over the moon because the toaster forgot how to speak French.
What? And the fact that I even do most of it. Moon.
Oh, let's do another one.
Can we do one more?
You want to do one more?
This is so loud.
Yeah, this is a good one.
One more.
This is so loud.
One more.
A nervous pickle drove a school bus full of invisible kangaroos to the dentist.
One more time.
A nervous pickle drove a school bus full of invisible kangaroos to the dentist.
I need it again. That one's hard.
A nervous pickle drove a school bus. Full of invisible kangaroos to the dentist.
She's really good at reading
A nervous
lips.
Pickle, something about a school bus.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Give it to her one more time.
A nervous pickle drove a,
nervous
a school
p-
bus
pickle
full
drove
of invisible
a school bus.
Kangaroos to the dentist.
I don't know nothing else.
Read it to her.
Am I right? You can take the headphones off.
A nervous pickle drove a school bus full of invisible kangaroos to the dentist.
What on earth?
Lana, you're really good at that.
I know, and you're horrible
You
at
better
it.
Not this say anything around her
a nervous
that you don't
pickle
want her to hear.
Drove a school bus something.
Full yes. of invisible
well,
kangaroos
Well, I tried to make it
to
as nonsensical as possible, thinking you'd have no way
yeah,
of getting
no
it.
Kidding. That didn't make a bit of sense. nonsense.
But you got them.
That was really impressive,
actually.
The most
nonsensical thing I've heard all day is Taylor Swift is a mediocre singer. And I just read
Producer
this.
Dan.
She was like, Taylor Swift, I know those words anywhere. $1 million?
Well, that was fun.
Nice job, ladies.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Yeah. All right, Kennedy is off on vacation. I think my wife and your girlfriend are going to be joining us here in the studio at any moment, Dan.
They're around here somewhere.
The Dirty brought to you by SCU Credit Union. And obviously, we have a lot to get to this morning with the news of the passing of Dolly Parton, one of the most beloved personalities in or really outside of country music. She passed away at the age of 80. Dolly was admitted to Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville early Friday morning with kidney and autoimmune issues and passed away yesterday. Late yesterday, Dolly's reps pointed to a brief battle with cancer as the cause of death. She had been battling health issues, as we know, for over a year, often causing her to show up for scheduled appearances via pre-recorded video. Dolly had said in interviews that her health was greatly affected by her actually ignoring her own body while taking care of her ailing husband, Carl Dean, who passed away last year. On her official Instagram page, her nephew, Brian Seaver, made the announcement on behalf of Dolly and her friends, and that's what this is what that sounded like.
This video announcement is something Dolly asked of me years ago, before I fully absorbed it as a future reality. It is an honor that is mixed with absolute pride and great sadness. But sadness lies with us, not with Dolly. Dolly has lived in the light and is in the arms of Jesus, surely met by Carl, her parents, and countless others who have watched her and longed for her to meet them in the heavens. She has always been on your television, your record player, your CD, and on your phone playlist, becoming an extended part of your family. Our family and the team she has entrusted with her legacy will work diligently to ensure her spirit will live with us forever. May God bless Dolly Parton, and may God bless you all. She will always love you.
Obviously, Dolly, a legend who destroyed the dumb blonde stereotype, extremely talented singer and songwriter who did things her own way, and in doing so paved the way for generations of female musicians. She branched into acting with the iconic 9 to 5, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. In later years, her philanthropy elevated her to universally beloved status, giving millions to various charities, including her own Imagination Library. She was an author. She was an astute businesswoman with her own line of food items, cosmetics. Her last public appearance in person was at the grand opening of her Dolly's Tennessee and Travel Stop 2 months ago. Her last appearance via video was to accept her Poets Award for the ACM honors on August 14th. To honor Dolly, President Donald Trump has ordered that all U.S. flags be flown at half-staff for a week. The Empire State Building also paid tribute. The entire building lit up in pink in Dolly's honor. And Dolly will be buried next to her husband of 59 years, Carl Dean. And she will leave this world, as they said, in her signature high heels in a comfortable cotton dress. The Grand Ole Opry announced last night that it was dedicating the entire Saturday night show this week to the country music legend following her death. Lana, my wife, Kaylee, Dan's girlfriend, are both here with us today. Lana, you called me just absolutely bawling yesterday when you heard the news from your sister. Yeah. Oh, wait, was it?
I'm not on.
There you go.
I'm not on the one way. Yeah, I was. I was pretty upset. She was pretty remarkable. I'm not gonna cry because I don't want to mess up my mascara. But she I think she meant a lot to a lot of people. If I said to you yesterday, have you ever heard anybody say one bad thing about her? And you can't say that about many people, especially like someone that is a celebrity or you know in the public like she was. And I just never got to see her, and that was one thing that I was really bummed about.
Why did she mean so much to you personally?
I don't know. I think she was like really the epitome of like real country, you know. She definitely had a rags to riches story. I mean, and what's not to love about her? She's like kind, she's pretty, she's sparkly, you know, all of the things. And she was just, I think, a really good human.
Was last night tough for you?
Yeah. I cried at work. And I had a new hire yesterday. I was like, everybody is not like this. And then I ran into my office where she's plastered all over my office in the walls. You know, like I have like her figurine, a canvas of her face. And
she does. Yeah. I mean, her last car was called Dolly. We dressed up as Kenny and Dolly for Halloween the year before last.
I mean, my phone was blowing up yesterday because people just knew, you know.
Tributes have been pouring in from pretty much everyone. Vogue, the New York Times publishing memorials. Miley Cyrus, her official account shared several posts, including so many evil people in this world, and we had to lose a pure heart like Dolly Parton. Devastating day for humanity. And a reminder that Dolly Parton didn't leave this world as some fragile lady. She left like a hot rock star in heels and leather. Taylor Swift said, a world without Dolly doesn't feel possible, real or right, but because of the eternally generous way she spent her time on this earth and the countless lives she changed for the better, her legacy will be an everlasting one. Lily Tomlin, who obviously starred with her in 9 to 5, simply shared on social media, no words, with a broken heart emoji. Carol Burnett, even Eminem, I thought this story was really special. He shared on his X account under his Marshall Mathers name. It was a letter that Dolly Parton had written to Eminem after his rock and roll induction. And the caption said, I'm sorry we never got a chance to meet, but getting this note from Dolly really had an impact on me. She definitely didn't have to take the time to do it. Even for a kid who mostly listened to rap music, she was an icon, a superstar in every sense. Rest easy, Dolly, and thank you for the kind words. And the outpouring of support from people like Paul McCartney and Sabrina Carpenter, Keith Urban, Sally Field, The Rock, Oprah Winfrey, Brad Paisley, Kelly Clarkson. It just shows you the impact she had across all humanity. It wasn't just in the country music world.
She did so much good with her time, too. She led decades of humanitarianism and helping people that didn't have means. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of imprint you want to leave when you pass.
Did you know Dolly Parton has a secret song? I've been doing some deep diving on this. It will be released on her 100th birthday in 2046. It's called My Place in History, and it was written to be her last. It is currently locked in a wooden dream box time capsule at Dolly's Dreammore Resort. And while we wait for 20 years, how about we take a listen to some of her all-time classics?
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living.
Albums released, 25 number one songs, and she pretty much wrote every one of them by herself. There's an incredible story she tells about how she wrote songs and her ideas, and she just liked to sit down and do it. She never took longer than a few minutes to write a song. She wrote that song really quickly. She wrote all of her hits very quickly. And what does Dolly want to be remembered for?
Well, a lot of people ask me, what I want people to say about me 100 years from now. I want them to say, golly, she looks good for her age.
So there you go.
And she did, right up until the end.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't Be Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. The Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event is here. Find yours at subaruofnewengland.com. Carson, say hi to the whole family.
Oh, hello, fam.
Hi, Carson.
So if I have the dynamic correct, it is Nick, the husband, Shannon, the wife, and Lucy, the 10-year-old daughter.
All right, what's up, Lucy?
Hi.
What are you guys up to this morning?
Going for a home inspection.
Oh, ooh. Lucy finally buying a house. 10 years old. Time to get your own spot.
She's ready.
Respect the hustle.
I don't know what the interest rates are for 10-year-olds. But can you all kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, please leave the studio.
Yes, of course. Good luck, Nick and Shannon and Lucy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, you're going to win $100. Are you all ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Northwest wants to get a job at Starbucks next year when she turns 14. True or false, Northwest is the middle child out of Kim and Kanye's four kids?
False.
And question number two. Halsey just announced a concert film called The Girl in the Tower that's set to start streaming on YouTube tomorrow. Halsey featured on which Chainsmoker song that spent 12 weeks at number one in the country?
Pass.
All right, question number three. Jody Sweetin and her husband sleep in twin beds pushed together, and they each have their own covers. That's weird.
I heard this very popular nowadays.
Jody Sweetin rose to fame playing which Full House character?
Middle one. 70.
Was that Lucy?
Yeah.
Lucy, let's go, girl.
Smartest one in the family. Question number four. The legendary Dolly Parton passed away at 80 years old yesterday, unfortunately. Dolly's song, I Will Always Love You, was covered by Whitney Houston in which 90s movie?
Bodyguard.
And question number five. Rumor Willis underwent genetic testing because of her father's dementia and a history of breast cancer in the family. Who are Rumor Willis's two parents?
Bruce Willis and Demi Moore.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
That was fast. You're much quicker than Kennedy.
Am I?
You got long legs.
Yes. Nimble.
Just anxious, I think.
I'm quick.
Welcome back, Carson.
Thank you.
Nick, Shannon, and Lucy from Worcester got 4 out of 5.
Oh,
yeah, they nailed it.
Coming for my neck.
It was a real group effort. They all answered at least one.
I'm sure.
Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be, Dan.
Northwest wants to get a job at Starbucks next year when she turns 14.
Mm-hmm.
True or false, Northwest is the middle child out of Kim and Kanye's kids?
False.
That is correct. She's the oldest, right?
Sure is.
All right, 1-1. Halsey just announced a concert film called The Girl in the Tower that is set to start streaming on YouTube tomorrow.
Okay.
Halsey featured on which Chainsmokers song that spent 12 weeks at number one?
Is that Closer?
It sure is. 2-1 for Carson. Jody Sweetin and her husband sleep in twin beds that they push together, and they each have their own separate covers and sheets.
Genius. That's why they've been happily married for so long.
Jody Sweetin rose to fame playing which Full House character?
Jody played. Oh,
Lucy knew this one, by the way.
Yeah, hold on, Jody.
In the back seat, you just heard her say it.
What was the show again?
Full House.
Full House. She played Becky.
She played Stephanie.
Lucy
knew that one.
Wow.
2-2.
Nice job, Lucy.
The legendary Dolly Parton passed away at 80 years old yesterday. Dolly's song, I Will Always Love You, was covered by Whitney Houston in which 90s movie?
The Bodyguard.
The Bodyguard. I watched that for the first time last weekend.
Holds up.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner has more hair now at 70 than he did in 92, though. That's interesting.
Big mistake. Huge.
3-3. The last question.
I love that scene.
You need to get this right.
Okay.
Or you will be ceremoniously defeated and lose Sal's money. Rumor Willis underwent genetic testing because of her father's dementia and a history of breast cancer in the family. Who are Rumor Willis's two parents?
That is Bruce Willis and Demi Moore.
Well, Carson does not want you to have anything nice in your new home. Unfortunately, he sneaks out the win 4-4.
I answered so quickly, too. I should have fumbled the bag. I should have lost.
Nick, Shannon, Lucy, we appreciate you guys calling in, and congrats on the new house.
Thank you.
What do you want to say to Carson?
We're Nick, Shannon, and Lucy, and we can't conquer Kevin.
I love Lucy.
They called you Kevin.
That's close enough.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.